Ready, bud?
I'm ready, dude. Here we go. Just asked me to do something.
Oh, we always get caught right there off guard. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the VIP lounge here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man, Monster, yeah. Diesel. There he is right there, ladies and gentlemen. And we know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
I'm doing really good so far, man. Just, you know, cranking away, getting a lot of stuff done. I'm still sitting here working on things for you. I got Shannon asking me for things. I got these things going on my freaking phone. My phone's blowing up all morning long. I'm ready to just turn this thing off and throw it on the ground.
It's Monday morning, isn't it, Bub?
Man, I'm working like crazy, too.
Monday morning here around Bubba's Exotic Motorsports is always a busy place to be, just like Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful weekend this weekend, Bub. Crazy. I mean, Friday night, you worked late on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA car. And then Saturday, we were back in killing it on the SEMA car. We weren't. I was trying to handle administrative things while you were doing the design and build section of it. We were joined by a phenomenal guest, one of my very good friends, one of your very good friends, a business mentor, just an incredible guy. We'll talk about that in just a second, Bub. How are we doing today, brother?
And, you know, so far it's not too bad. It's, you know, just a lot of work going on in the facility. I mean, we have so many... not only client rides that we're doing, but the SEMA build we have going on, you know, all of our social media marketing we've got going on right now, all of the huge changes we have going in place. I mean, we have inventory coming in for everything that we're getting ready to unveil to the world, which is going to hit our website October 31st. So there's a lot of crazy things that are going to happen. Everything that has been done to the SEMA build, the S550 Mustang, and that is from 2015 onward, will be available directly through bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. All of those prices, we will be doing crazy SEMA sales. So I'm telling you, if you guys out there have these S550s, it doesn't matter if it's a 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, V8, GT350R, Shelby, if you have any of it, especially when it comes to the big brake kits, to the suspension from Steeda, to the Watson Racing roll cage, the one-off upholstery, the powder coating we're doing, all of these pieces will interchange throughout those cars with the exception of, obviously, the engine management stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Shop for all your online apparel, gifts, and accessories right there at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Keep up with all of our social media, the great things that are going on, and we have huge website updates coming on with all of the major SEMA sponsors and a big announcement that will be placed on the website coming up very shortly. We consummated this weekend. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in boutique apparel and accessories, the Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, Virginia, 561-660.
Why do you say Abacoa, Virginia every
Abacoa,
time?
Abacoa, Florida. I'm sorry, people.
Jesus.
It's because I think of the expansion all the time. Abacoa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, 561-660-6695. But thank you for catching that for me. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner made right here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bub, twice gold coming out of San Francisco, California. Never happened before. The monkey is loose, and they remind you, Bub,
please drink responsibly.
Monkey in Paradise is partnered up now, not only with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, but Bub has made his own drinks from Monster Energy. Monster Energy is energy done Bubba style, and the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world that takes place right here off Exit 71 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. Bub, I'm not sure what day it is this month. Next month we will be there, November 18th. Look for a very special guest whose name I'm not allowed to reveal at this time, and we probably won't reveal until very close to the unveiling of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 600 horsepower, world's only stock block EcoBoost 2.3 liter Mustang.
Yeah, that thing's pretty fun, man. It's coming along really, really well right now. We had more product come in from Pat at Palm Beach Plating last week. The end of last week, he dropped off more components that were, of course, from Steeda. They were getting powder coated in that bingo red that we did on everything. It's super, super glossy. Looks really good. You saw the undercarriage of that car this morning. It is literally, I mean, tubular braces, chassis, billet aluminum, titanium brackets, gloss red everywhere. I mean, this thing on the bottom side looks just as good as the interior does. So it's coming together really well. We're still waiting on, man, back against the wall again with wheels and tires. As always, man, we've got Nitto Tires is hooking us up with a set of tires today, so we'll probably film with those.
I think those should be in today, shouldn't they?
Yeah, we should have those today, so we'll film with those so you guys can see the pure size of these things tomorrow. We'll do those on our live stream so you guys can check those out. The wheels themselves, the three-piece custom cuts that were designed here at BEM, being built by American Racing in their custom shop, those were done Friday afternoon last weekend. They were being assembled over this weekend, so those things should be shipping out of California any day now, either today, possibly tomorrow, so we'll get those things shipped out to us. man, and that's just where we're against the wall, dude, because that's not really something when you've got 15 grand worth of wheels coming. You don't really want to try to put those things on overnight shipping and have somebody just
scratch them or drop them.
It's been 12 weeks we've been waiting for these wheels. So long time waiting on these wheels. They're going to set this car off. We've got the graphics getting cut right now from Jesse at Morpheus, which is another big thing that we've already established over the weekend. So much stuff going on, man. We're really looking forward to it. And just getting all the client rides done. Everybody's just running around crazy right now.
It is kind of a mess, Bub. This episode today is called Attention to Detail Done Bubba Style. I see, Bub, and it'll segue into our next piece of the show, I see you've got a roll of paper there in your hands. One of the things you do, Bub, it doesn't matter how many times you do a job, you are, again, you're one of the top three in our industry today. Your knowledge, your technical knowledge, from your prowess of what you do from 1900 to 2017, it doesn't matter if it's a Model A and its simplest variant or a twin turbo upgrade on a 2017 Lamborghini, you've got it.
Yeah.
You are one of the very few certified HP tuners in the world. You've got the skill. You've got the technology in your head. We have been building the Monkey in Paradise Challenger back after a total loss from a vehicle accident, which hit him on the passenger side B-pillar, or the center of the car, spun it into four other vehicles. They wanted to hold the vehicle. Now take us into what you have in your hand.
So, yeah, man, it's, you know, just like we do typical BEM fashion, man, we go through, we take the time, no matter how big or how small the job is, we take the time to understand exactly the way it should have been done. So not only from a factory mass production standpoint, but also from an aftermarket industry standpoint, to where, you know, every product, every nut, every bolt, everything has to be correct. We don't shortcut anything, even down to one bolt. We will take the time and go exactly to the source where we need to get it from, whether it be, you know, just to make it match the other bolts that are around something, you know, nuts, washers, doesn't matter. You know, even when you're dealing with, you know, the proper size nut, the proper size anything, man, there's so many different ways to build a car properly. And then there are guys that just hack them up, slop things together. They don't get factory push pins or retainers for wiring harnesses, especially in things that have been involved in accidents, right? You typically have wiring harnesses that get pulled. They get pulled from headlights or fenders. Man, and these people, they'll just like snip a little piece off of it, and they'll like twist the wire together and then electrical tape it. Or you have, you know, where like the, you've got factory retainers that have a push pin on them that you can literally electrical tape one half of one side of it and one half on the other, and it holds the harness up to a fender, for example, or a core support. You know, those things, a lot of people bypass that kind of stuff and they just kind of say screw it and go on without it. Well, you can't do that, man. You want to build a quality job. It doesn't matter if the car's been totaled and re-wrinkled. If you're putting over 100-plus hours into rebuilding something, take the time and just do it right, right?
So it's not even 100-plus hours, Bub, for you. If it's a simple installation, a hood installation,
yeah, I mean,
you'll read
then, yeah,
those directions again, and you'll index every one of the mounting bolts so they go the same way.
Yeah. So, you know, from that, you know, this is, again, on the Monkey in Paradise Challenger. That car was hit. This is a four-car pileup. I mean, this thing was literally hit. Every corner of this car has been redone. The only thing we have not painted is the roof on this car. Every other panel, the floors, the subflooring, the chassis, the front framework, all of it has been completely redone. So, and part of what we did was going to the dealership. You know, we have to work directly hand-in-hand. This is a brand-new car, so you have to work with parts that are brand-new, right? Even from an insurance supplement standpoint, these guys out there, let's talk about the biggest fraud in the industry, dude, insurance companies.
So, Bub, let's talk about that for a minute, because we're going to be talking about attention to detail through our friends and things like that in just a second. Our special guest this weekend on the show, because they, too, we all run in that same social circle. You were paid to put aftermarket, what we call LKQ, parts on that Monkey in Paradise Challenger. Now, even though it costs us money out of our pocket, what have you decided to do again?
You know, just you got to do it right, dude. It's, you know, those parts are aftermarket parts. Yeah, you might save, you know, half price. You might save, you know, three quarters. So say a part's $100, you're going to get it for 50. You know, maybe you'll get it for 40, 30, 35, going from, you know, Mopar factory replacement parts, Dodge brand new specific, or to an aftermarket, you know, industry somewhere, whether it be, you know, used or reproduction. That's what a lot of these insurance companies pay rebuild facilities and collision facilities to do, is to put on aftermarket parts. I'm talking all the way down to headlights and taillights, side marker lights. They don't even have factory little, you know, Chrysler, the Pentastar in them. They don't even have the factory emblems or stampings, because they are just aftermarket reproduction crap.
Sure.
You know, and that's not the way that I roll, dude. It doesn't matter if we don't make a penny on the job at the end
of
the day.
We often do not in these. No. We're not a collision shop, but we do them for our high-end clients.
Right. So, you know, we went all the way. We've taken every piece, and that's exactly what I'm holding in my hand. These are literally every part diagram of that Challenger, right? So this is a 2016 Challenger. This straight is from? Brand new. This is straight from Arrigo. So these parts come in.
Arrigo is?
Arrigo Dodge. It's a dealership. So these parts come in, these diagrams come into us, and they literally will break down every piece, the grill inserts, depending on the model package you have, whether it be an RT, an SE, SRT, Demon, Hellcat. You'll see that on one of the hood pages, for example. So you have all of these different options for different grill inserts, for different accessories. And again, we can change them around. You can modify them, go up, go down a little bit. But you can get all of the product laid out. For example, here's the hood one, right? So you have four different style hoods. Again, there's an SE hood, the SE slash RT hood. You have a factory shaker hood. You have a limited edition Demon and Hellcat hood. Then you also have the SRT hood. So all of these hoods are available. We go through, we can select the one that the client either wants on his car or, you know, in this build style, what we're actually doing is allowing this client to modify and alter a little bit here and there, because if he does want to upgrade his hood, we're already buying a hood for the freaking car. So pick the one that you want and let's make it.
And that's one of the things you did. You wanted to do some performance upgrades. So did the client. Not that you're doing anything wrong from an insurance perspective,
no.
But if you want to upgrade, our cost for those upgrades
yep.
would have kept them within the price range
right.
of what the insurance company allowed. So you went into a design meeting with him and said, these are the performance characteristics we can bring forward. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, so it's, you know, what I do is we just sit down, we go through this thing, and again, these are, you know, you go through these things probably 100 times going through when you're doing, especially the size of this build. You know, this thing we've done from the quarter panel to the bumpers to the doors to the fenders, subframes, chassis, core support. I mean, we've done everything you could possibly imagine, mechanical, suspension, steering. I mean, so many pieces have gone on with this thing, and every piece has been genuine Mopar, so it's coming in exactly as this car has never had a single problem in its life. And by the way, if you walk out there and anybody tries to fine-tooth comb that car,
it won't
no
happen.
Chance you'll ever find it.
It won't
so
happen. And let me tell you why, Bub. You even took the time to lay out the factory core support versus the brand new unpainted core support, and you painted it the exact same way and faded it in the exact same areas
yeah.
that the original OEM core support was. You did the same thing with the backside of the fenders as well, the Mopar fenders, which have a minimum 500 hour salt spray test done to them, unlike the LKQ, which only has 200 hours.
Yeah, it's you know, it's coming together really well, man. We're now to literally, I just had these diagrams sent in of, I'm too, like I mentioned, you know, you're going to go over these things 100 times, you know, between the insurance supplementals and between going back and forth, you know, getting appraisers to come out and adjust it and look at this and look at this and modify and alter for this. So you're always doing that kind of stuff, especially with these severe collisions or anything like that. But we've gone through this thing, we've laid the parts out. Now I physically have, because remember, this front bumper, when this thing came in, the bumper was just, it was in shambles. I mean, there were so many pieces, broken clips, fasteners, nuts, bolts, the grills smashed, headlights smashed, fog lights smashed, every piece was broken into, I mean, I'm talking 2-inch by 3-inch little pieces. They're just chunks of plastic at this point. So what I do is I'll go through and I find the one for the front bumper, and I could literally, here's the front bumper. Here's every part that
wow.
makes that
and you've
front
highlighted
bumper.
Each piece.
Well, I've already gone through and inventoried what I need for the car, right? So you can go through, you can look at every piece of the way that car was built as if we're standing there at Mopar watching the things come down the assembly line. I've got that in my hand right here. So as long as you have an understanding of, well, I can see the way that this thing is assembled, then you can very easily order the proper parts you need, the final pieces. We've got a couple small ones that we need to get done, and I'm getting ready to put that old front bumper together. We're literally down to two pieces on that car now, dude. Long haul, we're bolting the hood on it. The client does want to go with the SRT hood. We were looking at doing the Hellcat hood, but unfortunately, the guys over at Extreme Dimensions, which we know we're partnered up with on the SEMA build, they don't have the Hellcat or the Hellcat style hood in stock right now, so it won't be in stock or until after November. I don't want to hold the client up on this thing for that, just a simple hood. Maybe we'll come back to it. Maybe we'll even order it so it's coming, and we'll just swap it out once it gets here. You know, it doesn't really matter. But what I want to do is get this car out, get the client happy with it, because by the time he does get it back, he's going to be so blown away. I mean, literally, I took a picture. I drove the car this morning around the block. Took a picture of the interior of the car. Zero
stunning
chance.
Stunning after all the airbags.
Zero chance.
Out.
I mean, you can't tell. There's a single problem, flaw, crack, chip, squeak, rattle, nothing, dude. The window tent's right. The weather strip is right. The door's shut like butter.
That's how you
it's
build,
beautiful.
Bub.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of quality and attention to detail, Bub, our very special guest this weekend, a very good friend of ours here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, certainly a business mentor for all of us, author, father, humanitarian, animal rights activist, Mr. Paul Sr. and his beautiful bride, Joni, joined us live on doing it Bubba style Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. You can hear that on Blog Talk Radio. You can also see that episode on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. How was the conversation? What did you think of that very special episode, Bob?
It was good, man. It's a cool conversation. I actually talked to Billy Lane this morning about
Billy
it.
Billy Lane and Rick Pecco are two of your very good friends, Bob. And tell people who Billy Lane and Rick Pecco are if they don't know.
So, yeah, man, this is going back. I mean, these guys are iconic. They're legends in the industry for being the true innovators of what started not only the custom car world, you know, truly. I mean, there were big guys. There were guys like George Barrison. I'm talking way back.
But the Tuttles are the ones who really started the reality TV
thing. You talk about in terms of reality, in terms of having that one-on-one interaction with an audience, not just a name that, you know because he's been thrown around in the industry, right? I'm talking guys that went out there. These guys did Discovery Channel. That was the best time in not only, I think, television itself.
Television history.
But, the longest run on reality-based TV shows. OCC was. So there's so much cool stuff that has gone on from it. But these guys were guys that went out and they did work and you learned from it. So everything that they did, you were able to end a show wanting more, but also learn something from it at the same time, right?
And Rick Pecco and Billy Lane, you credit for being your two mentors that got you into this today.
Yeah, I mean, they were guys that just, Rick, Billy, Paul Sr., Paul Jr., Jesse, all those guys, man, they were guys that just had no fear, man. They were, you know, never inside of a box. They never allowed themselves to say no. They never allowed anyone to tell them no. If they wanted an idea to come up, they made the idea happen, right? So, you know, that's what's really cool about it is just being able to sit back and watch that. And then that's where I learned that not only that mindset, but also got a lot of the way that they did things. I'm very easily able to watch somebody do something and then not only understand the way they're doing it, how they're doing it, why they're doing what they're doing.
Your mind works very much like that.
But then also apply it to myself and then make it even better from there.
And one of the things, Bob, we learned from Senior, we're not at liberty this week to discuss a lot about what's going on over at Orange County Choppers. Paul Senior was a mastermind in his attention to detail. So was his son, Junior. The television show depicted a family in turmoil, and that was not necessarily the case. That was great for ratings and things like that. In fact, Senior is an extremely sensitive man, and the last thing he wanted was any relational issues within his family. I am very, very pleased to announce that those relationship ties, Senior has taken everything he needed to do and make sure that the family is back together as one. They are attending family functions together. Paul Sr. has moved. Paul Sr. moved off of Stonecastle Road, which is right by OCC headquarters off of 17K, and he's now in a smaller area, but he's doing very well. There is going to be a big announcement coming out of the Tuttle camp this weekend. The Tuttle said we could talk about it, and we'll have Paul Sr. join us and his beautiful wife, Joni, join us again to make that announcement, Bob.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
It's really, really cool stuff, man, isn't it? They're just such wonderful people. And, you know, Paul Sr. is very active in animal rescue work. He goes into some rather uncool places to rescue animals. He has taken in animals, Bob. People don't know this, but he has taken in animals from the hurricane areas of Florida and Texas to give them a home. Mr. Producer, you had a question.
Mark Hoffman's chime in. He's giving a shout out to our four-legged buddy over there. And but then,
little man, Mark Hoffman says, as he has all these years, he's saying hello to the little man.
And then he wanted to let you guys know that we had a win number 8 for 2017 in our strictly stock class number 88. So we finished strong. The BEM number 12 was running good till the track dried out. No grip.
The BEM number 12 car is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track racer and dirt track car, Bill Hoffman, up there. And he has just taken win number 8, Bub, putting him in a very unique position. The BEM number 12 car will be here I think coming October, November, somewhere in there.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out the schedule because I know, you know, we've got a lot post SEMA. Once we go out to Vegas, we'll finalize those plans and figure them out after we get back from Vegas, because we do have to still continue moving the car around from there. A lot of events and a lot of magazine shoots that are going on post SEMA, so we have a lot of stuff that we've got to handle.
But that's going to be wrapped this time, isn't it?
In terms of what?
The BEM number 12 dirt track car.
Yeah.
It's going to be wrapped this time.
Yep.
So, wanted to mention, Bub, I know you've got a great big announcement that you and I have been working on from a merger, an acquisition position. This is going to be an industry first. It's going to be, it's a big one. I'm going to turn it over to you and let you get it out there.
Well, yeah, we were just working through some stuff this weekend, but the long and short of it is we're actually going to be bringing in Jesse Corsi from the world-renowned Morpheus Auto Wraps. He's going to be coming in-house doing all the wraps in-house, not only doing wraps, tinting, vinyl logos and graphics and decals. This goes for everything from our old-school classics, our pro tourings, resto mods, all the way up to, I mean, heck, even our racing trailers getting vinyl wrapped on them. We have a lot of clients who have private jets here in the area, who have private runways on their
all the exotics
in their communities, the exotics. I mean, anything you could possibly imagine, all the way down to just basic lettering and logoing.
And Bub, we are going to rename. You knew it as the former Morpheus. We'll be going under. We will be working with Undercover Wraps and Tinting.
Yep.
And you are setting up a 24x24 area with a brand new floor out there for specifically for that area. To develop that side of the revenue stream for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
This is a huge marriage, ladies and gentlemen, because wraps here in this area in South Florida are extremely popular, Bub.
Yeah, they are. We talk about them all the time, whether you're doing, people want to do paint, whether they want to do wraps. There's benefits to both. Some guys want to throw out the money for a true paint job. Some want to throw out money for just a quick wrap, so it just depends on where you want to go with it. There's a little bit of everything out there for everybody's budget.
It's a big, big story, Bub.
Yep.
I don't think Senior could have allowed Gus to sit on his lap like this during his shows.
Probably not. Would have been pretty heavy.
Exactly. Did you see the picture of Senior and Gus fishing many years ago?
I didn't see that.
It's a great picture. He was sitting there at his pond fishing. Really, really good picture, Bub. Big announcements coming out of the Orange County Chopper camp. We'll bring it to you Saturday live with Paul Senior. If you missed that show, did you see the spike in ratings? Again, this show, Bub, we average between 4,000 and 5,000 new listeners every week.
Yep.
We had a huge spike with Senior on the show this week.
Yep. Saw it.
Big deal.
Really
huh?
good, man.
Big
really
deal.
Really good.
Huh? You can, ladies and gentlemen, go out and see that episode on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, and you will have access to that episode.
Yep.
Right, Bub?
I got to get back out to work, dude.
Till tomorrow.
Just sit here and talk all day. Keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Let's remember, we have a responsibility to take care of our pets, both the ones that live in our house, ladies and gentlemen, and the ones that are out on the street and less fortunate. Do everything you can for them. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique in beautiful Abaco, Florida. The Outlaw is loose. All of the latest apparel is coming in from the Magic Show in Las Vegas. I know the beautiful Robin and Layla are getting ready to place another large order, 561-660-6695. Visit them on the web for the latest and the best in online boutique and apparel accessories. It's the best, ladies and gentlemen, the best. Little man has surgery on the 19th this month. He's going to have some gum surgery, so he'll be taken care of. We take care of little man. He's a very special part of us. You've seen him with us every show, every episode, and all of our marketing material since 2009 when he was born, August 6th, and there he is on my arm right there. We love him. He is a very special piece of us. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. It is the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, made right here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Monster Energy drinks. Monster is energy done Bubba style. And finally, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. We will be there. I'm hoping we'll have 40,000 people out there. We normally have 25,000 people visit. We will be bringing a special guest out with us. We will announce later on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Let's shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their feet. And by the way, let's feed somebody who's hungry. Compassion, caring, humanity, it's all a good thing. And take care of your animals, ladies and gentlemen. And take care of those animals that can't take care of themselves. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. What do you think, little man? You ready for some lunch? Is it getting to be lunchtime, little man? Huh? Getting to be lunchtime?